It is names ring out. Onkatil, Merx, Indurain. You cannot hide on a mountain, and the truth they bring is inescapable. You can't bodge it on a big climb. It's you, and the road, and what you have in your heart and your legs. Their pain, and their magic. They punish you, but they reward you with so much, too. You can love football and never get the chance to score a goal at Wembley. You can love rugby and never get the chance to dive over the try line at the Principality Stadium. Or watch tennis all your life, yet only dream of making a volley at the net on centre court at Wimbledon. But in cycling, you can ride exactly the same climbs as those legends. You can experience exactly what they went through. You can ride up Alp d'Huez and the Koppenberg and everything in between. And so this is my book about them. How I get up them. What they do to us in the pro peloton. How you can get up them. Where the attacks come. Where the danger lurks. What we eat and drink. The mental privations we go through, as well as the physical. The great days I've enjoyed. The horrors I've gone through too. The secret data. The secret names. The reasons they stay with us long after we've returned to the flat and the prosaic. It's a personal list. It's the ones that have mattered to me as a child. A junior aiming high and a pro racing higher. They're spread across the world and they range from the small and lumpy to the big and brutal. But they're all special and they're all magical. And they're all out there, free to ride and waiting for you to have a go. Enjoy and suffer and enjoy a bit more. My mountains are your mountains. Let's climb. UK. Rikos. An insider tip to start us off. The proper Valley's pronunciation of Rikos is not the Rigos that you might hear in the cosmopolitan coastal areas of Wales, but Rikos. And the Valley's has naming rights. So that's how I'd like it in your head for the duration of this climb. Rikos has clout in South Wales. This and the Bulch over towards Bridgend are your rites of passage. The tumble? That comes later. You cut your teeth on Rikos. You make your name on the Bulch. You establish it on the tumble. And so I knew about it and what it meant when I was on one of my first Sunday morning runs with the Maindy Flyers Club, 14 years old. I just wasn't expecting to see it. I'd never been so far on a bike and had already experienced a feeling of intense panic when I'd recognised the Storey Arms Outward Bound Centre, which in my experience was a long coach ride away from my school in Cardiff. To have gone that far on a bike was both something to be proud of and a potential disaster. I was so far from home that there was no way I could be dropped and still hope to survive. All that, and then the realisation that I'd have to summit Rikos to have any hope of seeing Cardiff or my family ever again. It was never easy then. The first time I attempted it without adult supervision was in a small escape with a couple of mates, riding out to watch the big boys in the Five Valleys race, one of the highlights of the British cycling calendar, part of the national series which went all over the UK. One of the toughest and most attractive of races, taking in all the major climbs South Wales can throw at you. An annual highlight for those of us in love with road racing and hills. We rode out to the biggest climbs to watch the race, Tour de France style. A beautiful day. Blue skies, sun shining, not enough water or sunscreen, and so we were wasted by the time the Rikos and Bulch had finished with us, and we still had the recurring issue of getting back to Cardiff afterwards. In what was to prove a precursor to my early days with the pro ranks, I suffered enormously, but blew up slightly later than one of the other lads, so was able to recount the tale later with my morale high. It's amazing how good finishing not quite last can feel. And because of the way that cycling obsessions can work, I found myself racing Five Valleys a few years later as a pale junior. We were due to approach Rikos from the Hirawayan side to the north. As an 18-year-old, the goal was just to survive. Our coach, Darren Tudor, was realistic. Lads, get to 100 miles. That'll get you to the finishing circuit in Port Talbot. Do that, and you've had a good day. The nerves were clanging, partly because it was Rikos. Partly because it was Five Valleys. Partly because of the riders I found myself going up Rikos in Five Valleys with. There were the local tough guys of the Welsh scene, guys you rode with only on rare occasions. Small men with sinewy legs and an ability to suffer in silence. Geez, he's turned up for the club run today. This is going to be tough. Glad I had that extra round of toast this morning. There were younger under-23 riders who were being talked up